Welcome to the Casual Fridays REI podcast, where you'll learn about the wildly profitable niche of land investing. Active land investors Adam Southey and Justin Sliva are here to share their experiences with you so that you can learn how to build massive cash flow and huge profits from this highly lucrative niche. So without further ado, here are your hosts, Adam Southey and Justin Sliva.
Hey, what's up, guys? I'm Adam Southey here with my co-host, Justin Sliva, and this is the Casual Fridays REI podcast. Today, we're talking about easement or no easement. Before we do that, though, let's talk about propertyaccess.io, guys, the new standard for access scrubbing. No more wasted mail, guys. The days of pulling a list and mailing everyone only to waste time on bad properties is over. With our help, you can spend more time working on deals you know you want to purchase. We're going to take your data and we're going to break it down into four boxes of access so that you can decide your risk tolerance, who you mail to, and what you're willing to offer. So go check it out. It's propertyaccess.io.
Happy Friday, sir.
Hey, happy Friday.
To easement or not to easement? That is the question. I think it's Socrates, right? Or is it? Who is it?
No. I don't think that's anybody.
Anybody.
I think that's Justin Sliva.
That's Justin Sliva from the old Roman time of how do you get to your properties.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually was thinking about this because I've got a property that I'm looking at I want to buy, but the easement, it's on an easement.
Uh-huh.
It's a deeded easement.
Okay.
But it's not like a perfect straight line width, and it's an easement that no one's touched for 20 years.
Uh-huh.
And you're never going to get power down at the way it's at.
Why?
Oh, wait. It's really long.
Okay.
It's S-curved and jagged and up and down. Like you're never going to run it along the length of the easement.
Okay.
And then I don't know if it makes sense to spend that much money on this property anyway to get power all the way there. So I've been going like back and forth. Do you buy it? Or do we try and get access on the east side of the property? Because there is a very clear way to, and this is in a state where you can't prevent someone from getting to their property.
Okay.
So do you go down the route of like suing for an easement by necessity on that side, or you just buy it at the price it's at and deal with this very long easement? So this has been on my brain.
That is a lot. I'm sitting here thinking S curves and stuff and getting to the property. So let's break it down. Do you buy a property with an easement? Yes or no? Would you do that?
Well, a deeded easement, yes.
Okay, so a couple parts with easements or access. We're going to talk easements meaning access. Make sure I'm on the same page. Because when you said easements, I was going, oh, what about this pipeline easement, this power line easement? I could drive down that and do that. Because I'm going to tell you a fun story once. I got this property back. It was like 200 acres in southeast Oklahoma. And I see this clear path to it, and I'm like, oh, yeah, it's got a good road to it, but it has to go through another property, and it looks like it's a road there. Well, on Google Maps, it was just showing when they made a pipeline easement to it. Mm-hmm. So I put it under contract. We signed. I sent it up to Abstract, and I left. I emailed her the contract. I left Fort Worth, drove to the property. It took me 3.5 hours. I get there and realize that it's a pipeline easement, and there is fencing. This is one of those things where I fucked up, and it cost me money. And so I learned from that, This is 2017. And I call her back and I say, hey, there's no access, so I need to cancel that. She goes, oh, I'm sorry. We've already ordered the abstract, and you owe us $995 for that. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, bitch, what? And she goes, yeah, I said, I ordered two yesterday, and you hadn't got them out yet, and it's going to take 6 weeks to get that back. And now in 4 hours, you have already ordered the abstract and work has began. Uh-huh. And so she goes, her next little quip was, I know who you are sending those letters up here. And so hence why I went out of county further than that. But easement, so I run through the easement piece. So when you're talking access, we're looking for legal and physical access. Legal is important because that's your easement. That's your piece of that's a documentation or a piece of paper that's recorded or in the deed that says, hey, you're allowed to be on this strip of land to get from your place to the next place. Mm-hmm. So physical access is, do I physically have the ability to get to that property? Mm-hmm. On this easement you're talking about, is there physical access? Is you said it hadn't been touched in 20 years. Is it overgrown with trees, or is there two track that still kind of guides you in, or what's going on?
We're going to find out. I mean, we're going to it. Not me personally, but someone's going to look at
it. Okay, when you look at it on Google Earth, can you see the piece there?
If you go back in time.
Okay, so it was really good 20 years ago, and it gets worse.
It was really good 10 years ago,
and then it just goes
slowly.
Okay, So could you think you could mark it with dots and have tractor come in and push your does through it?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, I'm just going to spend money to clean it up for sure.
Yeah.
If I go that route.
Okay.
I think what's getting me on it is that like on the east side of the property is a perfect. So there's two properties to the east of it that are 40-acre parcels. The one I'm looking at is 80-acre.
Okay.
The south end of one of those properties and the north end of one of those properties is directly in the middle of mine.
Okay.
And it comes off of a paved county road with power.
So you would need to add in the distance of that or just get the legal piece of paper that says I can drive right there because it goes right to your property line.
Yeah. It goes straight to it.
Wow.
And so I want to come in from that way.
So here's where I come back to on that, and I'm going to walk back through that. Again, we want legal and physical. It's my phone probably going off again. We want legal and physical, right? So you have legal, so you can get to your property legally. Now, the worst case scenario, it costs you $2,000 to clean up. I don't know the distance of it, but let's say it cost you
3,500 feet.
Okay, it costs you $4 a foot just to push through it. Mm-hmm. So now 3,500 times four is what, 12,000? So it costs you 10 grand, 12 grand to build a road. I would think it's probably going to be less than that. But just if we used a mulcher and it took them 2 days to do it and they're $1,500 a day, you know, it cost you $3,000. So call it $3,000 to $12,000. Is it worth it to go to those people and say, hey, you have this road that runs right down the middle of your 40s. I'd like to get a legal easement to be here. Can I spend $1,500 or $2,000 with you try to beat that?
Yeah, so just so that I'm clear, the $3,500 is on the deeded easement I already have.
Yep.
The one that I want is 700 feet. Okay. And I've already, we've already called, emailed, and sent
letters. No response?
Correct. We've done everything. We know where they work. We've emailed them at work. We've called the numbers that we found online. We've done everything, and they're not responding.
Is it gated?
Not that I know.
Their easement, was it recorded for the use of anybody in that county?
The one that I want is not an easement.
It's not?
No.
It's just a private driveway.
There's nothing there. The bottom of their parcel and the top of their parcel is...
So somebody ran a road down their property line?
No. Nothing there right now. You're not. I guess I'm not describing it well.
Okay.
There's nothing there right now.
Oh, in my head, I'm imagining that 700 foot, there's already a road.
There's not.
Okay. Well, that makes more sense. Okay, now I'm tracking. So your wishful thinking is you could build a 700 foot road with their blessing on their property to get to your property because it's only 700
foot. And I'm willing to buy it. I'm not.
Yeah.
In the state, though, I could go sue for it.
Well, what's that going to cost you? $2,500 minimum for the...
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. So the good thing is you already have legal access. Mm-hmm. Now, and this is one of the things that we talk about is legal is usually the hardest piece to get. We can make physical. Physical's a tractor or dozer, a maintainer. It just depends what kind of piece of equipment. It's a piece of equipment in a day or two just to blade it in. So we can get there. So would you buy it for me? For me, I want the property when it goes to market, and I've said this to countless people on consulting calls, is I want the property to where my wife can drive her Lexus onto the property and open the doors and not scratch the car. Mm-hmm. She doesn't need me to be there to tell her, watch out for that. So that's what I want every property I buy to look like. So your legal piece is the hard piece, and you have it. Now, can the physical piece be made there?
Yeah.
Or do you buy it at a discount enough or sell it at a discount where you don't have to touch it?
Yeah, having the legal and getting the physical is not of concern.
It's okay. Just,
if I come in on the other side,
I quit thinking about the other side. That's the extra icing. That's the cherry on the
value of the property goes up more because I can also run power down it.
I mean, you could run power down your thing. You're just saying it's cost prohibited,
right?
Yeah.
On the east side, it's not cost prohibitive.
Well, it's $35,000. They want to run power down it. That's their cost. That's hey, you want power? Great, get it. It's $35,000.
And then I'm able to cut the property in two and sell it.
Okay.
Probably faster and for more, but. Yeah. So the whole point of this, like, I guess what I was bringing this up is like, well, this is not a clean, even though it's legal, and I can brush it down so that your wife can get on it with her Lexus.
Mm-hmm.
My wife doesn't drive a Lexus, so, you know, we're just
you'll be there one day. Don't worry. I got faith in you. Stick with me, kid. I'll make you a star. I'll have you on a podcast.
Yeah. yeah, but then it's like easements in general, like, you know, it's like this is they don't sell as fast.
Yeah, I think it depends on that. Whether it's an easement is kind of the quality of the easement is, you know, I saw a guy do a presentation and it was at one of the Learn Land's live event. He was a pretty good broker down or agent down in Hill Country, and his company or his brokerage, they use a formula when they're figuring market value is when it's on a private road or an easement for every mile that it's on that private road, they drop the price by $500 an acre. That's what they devalue it as. So there is a value to it if you can get to it. But again, the big piece to this is Can you actually get to the property? Legally, can I get to it? And physically, can I get to it? If your buyer can't physically get to it, they're not going to go to it. And so you have to make sure that's there and make sure that cost is not so cost prohibited that it prices you out of the deal. Mm-hmm. So I'm not opposed to an easement, but the easement has to look clean enough, again, to where we can drive Jessica's car there and get there with no problems.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, that's a simple answer to it. And in my scenario, that's not a problem.
Yeah.
I actually feel like we're getting this first deal. Okay. But we've purchased land on easement before. Like when we did, I think it was the first project one.
Project one.
With the lake on it.
Yeah, the one in 100 acres.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And that wasn't even like a really clean road easement, you know. It was dirt.
Yeah, I mean, it was dirt. It was two-track. You were able to drive out there.
I would say two-track's a good. You could drive out there easy.
Yeah.
I mean, no matter what you were in. But it wasn't like perfect, you know.
No.
It wasn't like a very clean road. But, you know, they sell, but again, they're like less, they're devalued and whatnot. And so I've always, and then I do feel like they do kind of sell slower, especially because the easement I'm looking at, it just goes straight across someone's property.
Yeah.
Like, and it goes across 116 acres, just mm-hmm. like kind of all, you know, you can't see me right now, people listening, but it's S all the way through it.
Yeah.
It's just not super clean to me.
Yeah. And I wonder if you could go back to the person and said, hey, we have this easement. We'd like to vacate it and make it a cleaner, straighter easement. Or something that's not going to tear up as much property. Mm-hmm. And those things are always possible as well, because those people don't want you running a tractor or a dozer all the way through their stuff, even though it's legal. Mm-hmm. You know, one of the subdivides we did, or I mean, a lot of the subdivides we do become private roads or easements through the property for ingress, egress. I don't necessarily think it's a deal killer on the exit, but it does change the value of it. But it all depends on how nice you do. So the Cloudy subdivision, the 272 that we did, the road was already there. We cleaned it up. We mowed it, trimmed the sides of it to make it wider, and then we box bladed some low spots and added some rock. But it wasn't much. We spent maybe $1,500 cleaning it up, but we had the tractor on staff. Now, somebody has since come back, and they rented a dozer for a day and dozed the whole thing. And it looks great. You know, they made it a lot nicer. But that was because they wanted it to be a nicer road to their place.
Mm. Yeah, I did think of that. Like, there's a way I can make it really clean.
Uh-huh.
Like, come in, just follow the boundary of their parcel, you know.
Yeah, the fence line.
And it's just a straight kind of angles off the road and the straight all the way there. And that makes it a hell of a lot cleaner.
Yeah.
But I don't know with the topography of the land.
Yeah.
You know, never draws a whole lot easier on a flat map than it does in real life.
No, I get that. I get it. So I guess my feedback would to you be, if you have the legal piece, you can make the physical piece, as long as the deal makes sense to encompass that. And that's one of my things is like, hey, I tell the people that we're buying from is I need to be able to get to the property. And right now there's physically, no way. I've got to put that in. So she would have put the driveway in, or I can. That's what I'm here for.
Cool.
Cool. I like it. Let's buy some property.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I don't really have anything else.
Okay, me neither.
All right. Well, let's call it a day.
That's Friday then. As always, do us a favor and go to Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Spotify, Apple, you name it. Like, rate, review, and subscribe to the show. Appreciate it. Love you. See you next Friday.
See you guys.